Today is the 30th of January. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this snowy, cold day. But God is still good. It's getting colder and colder by the minute, but we thank God. Why? Because we are 48 hours from gathering together for our first worship service. Guys, time is getting closer, it's getting closer, it's getting closer, and I am just bubbling inside. I'm nervous, I'm excited, I'm everything. And so if you still want to be a part of this amazing evening, you can by streaming online. Just go to my bio on Instagram at JC May and go get your streaming tickets. With all that said, we're going to pick up from where we left off, and our verse of the day comes from 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, and it says this: But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. So patient and loving shepherd, guard our hearts from discouragement in tough times, and guard it from arrogance in good times. We know that without you, we have nothing that is permanent. Thanks for giving us a permanent and steadfast hope of heaven with you because of your grace and strength shared with us. In your precious name, Father, we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. And so as we draw closer to our first worship service, for those of you that will be attending online or, you know, we'll be traveling to the venue, you know, my prayer for you is that God reveals himself to you. I've asked you to write down, you know, where you feel that you are called, because I believe on Friday we're going to really lift that up to God. And we're going to say, God, make provision. Because we come here as a sign of surrender to say, yes, we are answering the call that you have placed on our lives, Father, we answer it today. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. So, Father, as we cry out to you, as we dance before you, as we worship before you, some of us will weep, some of us will cry, some of us will feel God's hand so heavily on us. One thing I do know is that his presence is going to be so tangible. Oh my, the cloud of his glory is going to rest in that temple.
Just lift your voice and worship him. Hey. This is my desire, God, to honor you. Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. I give you my heart, and I give you my soul. I live for you alone, and every breath that I take, and every moment I'm awake, Lord. And Lord, I give you my heart, yeah. I give you my soul, and I live for you alone. And every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, yeah. Lord, have your way in me.
Let that be your prayer today. Lord, have your way in me. Mandaraba seketerebo shakat. Iketerebo shandaraba seketerebo shakat. Mark 10:27 says, Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God.
All things are possible with Him.
Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things. He didn't say some things. He said all things are possible with God.
God Almighty, the earth is filled with His glory. His glory. Holy is the Lord, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
You know, Mark 9:23 says, "If you can," said Jesus, "everything is possible for one who believes." If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for one who believes. I don't know what seems impossible. I don't know what looks impossible. But if you would believe in him, everything is possible. If you believe in his name, if you believe in his power, if you believe in him, in his spirit, in his word, everything is possible. Nothing is out of reach.
Oh, yes. It's filled. The earth is filled with his glory. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. The earth is filled with his glory. The earth is filled with his glory. The earth is filled with his power. The earth is filled with his power. The earth is filled with his love. The earth is filled with his love. The earth is filled with his faithfulness. The earth is filled with his presence. Everywhere you go, everywhere you go, everywhere you go.
Just for a minute or two, I'm just going to allow you to connect to your God and just speak to him. Just dialogue with him. Talk to him. Let him talk back to you. Just take this moment. So Father, our prayer this week has been, thank you for the many benefits we have today. Thank you for our lives and for drawing us to yourself and bringing us into your family as a child of God. Thank you for a good night's rest, for the opportunity of serving you today. Thank you for the health and the strength that we have. Thank you for saving us, for dying for us on the cross and raising again so that we too may have everlasting life.
As we begin a new day, we thank you that your mercies are new and fresh every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Thank you, Father, for loving us, and may your love shine through us to others, that they too may know the wonders of your grace. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen and amen.
So if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family. Why not reach out to me on Instagram at JCMay and just let me know that you are listening in for the first time. The biggest thing happening here is our first worship service, if I can get my words out, which is taking place in 48 hours. If you want to be a part of it, please head over to my Instagram page, click the link and go get your streaming ticket. It is going to be an amazing night in his presence. But family, with all that said, please keep us in your prayers. As we go forth, as we travel, as we plow, as we begin to lay the seeds for the harvest of over the next 12 months, just begin to pray that God really shows up in such a way that blows our mind. Until tomorrow, family, stay blessed.